happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It was a dramatic, if temporary, reprieve with just hours to go in Texas as an execution was halted.
The Texas Supreme Court granting an emergency stay to the execution of 56-year-old Robert Roberson after state lawmakers petitioned the court. They subpoenaed him to appear at a criminal justice hearing scheduled Monday in an attempt to block Thursday's execution. It worked. State Rep. Joe Moody chairs the committee.
To me, it's shocking and deeply disturbing that in Texas in 2024, scientific evidence of innocence can be casually ignored.
Roberson's lawyers and medical advocates say his 2-year-old daughter died from double pneumonia and was not killed by shaken baby syndrome. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
With top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar killed by the Israeli military in Gaza, Prime Minister Netanyahu says the war has not ended, his interpreter.
Let me say very clearly once again, Hamas will no longer rule in Gaza. This is the beginning of the day after Hamas.
President Biden says Sinwar's death provides an opportunity.
He called this a good day for Israel, but he also said it's time to move on and talk about the next steps in terms of resolving their conflict in Gaza, also bringing those hostages back home and making sure that the Palestinian people have a safe place to live as well.
CBS's Willie James Inman traveling with the president in Berlin. Federal Judge Tanya Chutkan is releasing more evidence against former President Donald Trump in the election interference case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
We already had part of it unsealed, 165 pages, but there was this remaining appendix. And Trump was making an effort to keep that under seal until after the election. But Judge Chutkan has rejected that, and she has ordered that the appendix be unsealed.
CBS's Lila Luciano is following the investigation in Buenos Aires into the death of ex-One Direction singer Liam Payne, who fell from a hotel balcony.
It was interesting to listen to the 911 call that was made by an employee of the hotel who was calling 911 and saying specifically that there was somebody acting erratically, clearly or likely under the influence of drugs and alcohol, and that they were actually concerned about his safety because it seemed like they were concerned that he could either jump or fall. Clearly, the balcony door or something might have been open at the time.
NASA astronauts will be wearing spacesuits from the stylish House of Prada.
Two very different leaders in their industry have come together to deliver the next generation spacesuit for the return to the moon. For the first time ever, to the South Pole.
Axiom Space's Russell Ralston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular. across the board. But I think their ability to, you know, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you, sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more. And you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight at a brisk south wind. Temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. For your Friday, tons of sunshine, little high cloudiness late in the day. Otherwise, south winds will continue on the breezy side. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 48.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. If Donald Trump wins the election, U.S. cities are at risk of military takeovers and mass deportations. That's the headline for the article over at The Guardian today by Ed Pilkington. He writes that, actually, let me back up just a little bit. You'll recall Louise and I last spring, we were in Portugal. We were visiting an old friend of ours. In fact, he used to be the CEO of Free Speech TV, and who has now moved to Portugal. And he was telling us about this group that was trying to put together money and resources to help American media people flee the country if Donald Trump becomes president this year, or, you know, starting in January of next year. And I wrote an article about it, and I talked about it here on this program and at some length. And, you know, it's a fascinating idea. It's like, you know, it's like seeing, if you could see the Holocaust coming, you know, and plan in advance. Although, you know, there was that ship of Jews that got turned away from New York during World War II or before World War II. So it doesn't always work, I guess, but it's kind of a stain on our history. But in any case, it turns out that senior Democrats, I'm going to sneeze. Democrats in several U.S. cities are preparing to defend their cities against the possibility of a Trump presidency. I think this is absolutely fascinating. I think I mentioned a little while ago that when Louise and I were in New Orleans for that conference, I am sneezing here and it's
no fun.
Anyhow, when we were in New Orleans for this conference, pardon me, our prosecuting attorney, our district attorney from Portland, was there, Mike Schmidt, and just an extraordinary, nice, young, progressive, very progressive. Prosecutor who lost the election, actually. He won't be our prosecutor, our DA next year. A more kind of law and order guy got in because, you know, well, there you are. But anyhow, he mentioned that there's a kind of an organization of progressive prosecutors around the country, and they're talking about what to do in the event of Trump. He just kind of mentioned that in passing. I don't have any of the details. And this article talks about how mayors in cities, Democratic mayors in cities, are preparing. You know, like, what do we do? I mean, let's not forget, Donald Trump, during the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020, Donald Trump sent Border Patrol and ICE officers out of uniform, dressed in all in black or in camo, without name badges, without insignia, without identification, in vans that had no markings, here to Portland and to Seattle. And I don't know for sure exactly what happened in Seattle. My recollection is it's the same thing as in Portland, but I know for sure what happened in Portland because I know of people to whom it happened. And they were literally just driving around the city and snatching protesters off the streets, and in some cases just beating the crap out of them and then dumping them or taking them to the police department where they'd be held for a day or two, humiliated, stripped, you know, head shaved, and then dumped back out on the streets. I mean, there's lawsuits going on about this now. So these Democratic mayors are looking at this, at what happened, and saying, you know, what do we do? And this is this Ed Pilkington's article here in The Guardian. He says, senior Democrats in U.S. cities are preparing to defend their communities in the event of Donald Trump's return to the White House. Now, they're not talking about fleeing the country. They're talking about, you know, Custer's last stand here. He goes on to note, Trump has proposed deploying the military inside major cities largely run by Democrats to deal with protesters. He has threatened to dispatch large numbers of federal immigration agents to carry out mass deportations. And then this is what Trump said, quote, in cities where there's been a complete breakdown of law and order, I will not hesitate to send in federal assets, including the National Guard, until safety is restored. So back to Pilkington. He says mayors and prosecutors in several U.S. cities are collaborating over strategies to minimize the fallout. Lever Stoney, the Democratic mayor of Richmond, Virginia, said, quote, it's very difficult to autocrat-proof your city. But you have to have backstops, and mayors are working in coalition to ensure they can backstop against these divisive policies. So that was just fascinating. Larry Krasner is a progressive district attorney in Philadelphia who apparently is hanging on to his job, unlike Mike here. He said it is incredibly serious for big cities that lean strongly Democratic, as Philadelphia does, when a potential president who identifies with dictators all over the world talks about conferring on federal authorities powers they do not have. And, you know, Portland's mayor, Ted Wheeler, said that the, quote, city leadership and bureaus have been working for months in collaboration with our external partners to prepare for the upcoming election. So whether, you know, how this is going to play out and what's going on, you know, from time to time people call in and they go, well, what do we do? And, you know, are Democrats thinking about this? And are they planning for this? And is anybody paying attention? Answer is yes. They're all paying attention. They are making plans. Donald Trump taking over the country might not be the end of the world, although let's do everything we can to prevent it from happening. And so there you go. The other story I wanted to share with you is the, you know, we heard the rumors about threats against FEMA and aid workers, particularly in North Carolina, but apparently all over the areas that were hit by the hurricane as a result of the lies being told by Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Alex Jones, you know, the Fox so-called news, the whole right-wing lie machine. And here it continues. Threats against aid workers. This is Teddy Wilson over at RadicalReports.org, which is a great Substack newsletter, by the way. I highly recommend it. He writes, threats against aid workers fueled by misinformation have reportedly continued, quote, to affect hurricane recovery efforts in North Carolina, and law enforcement arrested a man and charged him with allegedly threatening to harm a FEMA worker in the area, for FEMA workers in the area. The guy had a gun. Several guns, apparently. William Jacob Parsons was his name. And they charged him with carrying a weapon in a way that threatens the public. He was armed with an AR-style rifle and two handguns. Teddy Wilson notes, government emergency workers responding to the damage caused by Hurricane Helene in North Carolina reportedly, quote, relocated over the weekend amid concerns that armed militia could pose a threat to their safety. And then he notes there was a Trump boat parade down in Jupiter, Florida, and a group of neo-Nazis waving swastikas and shouting, white power, Heil Trump, and Make America White Again, joined the boat parade. Now, the Trump people in the boat parade were not happy about this because they knew it was going to be a terrible photo op. I doubt they really objected to the Nazis, but This was there was a video of this that has gone completely viral. It was promoted by the Goyim Defense League, which is a neo-Nazi white supremacist group based out of Florida, an anti-Semitic group. In Weathersfield, Connecticut, Teddy Wilson notes, families have reportedly raised concerns, quote, over white supremacy flyers turning up in their neighborhoods and in some cases being handed out to children. These flyers are advertising a neo-Nazi group called NSC-13. And in Tucson, Arizona, the Pima County Democratic Party has reportedly adjusted the party's office hours due to, quote, political violence and active security threats, with party officials apparently receiving threatening phone calls. So, you know, this is what you get. I mean, you know, the cliche is elect a clown, expect a circus. Well, you know, elect a fascist, expect a dictatorship. And expect a whole bunch of right-wing fascists stirring things up and trying to create general terror. Because that is what's going on. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, home of the political revolution. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media, and picking up your calls right after this. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least three-quarters of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms. They're all decided by who we elect, and that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this critical fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register and find your polling place and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Just go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and get a free issue of the FFRF newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Strength of the union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise in each other, we trust. We speak as one, we break through the chains, we fight for
21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Brian in Roseville, California. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, well, I turned 80 years old today.
Happy birthday. What's up,
but, oh, thank you. I look back over my life, and I've seen quite a few things in political distress, you might say. Mm-hmm. But I have to say that, or the statement that I want to make to the people out there is that democracy is the only mechanism by which to level the playing field. This has always been an ideological struggle between the haves and have-nots, or the landlords and the tenants.
Yeah,
the same ideology.
And that's been,
yes, and democracy has proven itself over the last almost 250 years mm-hmm. to be the only mechanism by which to have a chance to level the playing field.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean that it's always successful. But it's the only chance. And when you start to eradicate and remove every little part of the institution that makes up democracy and try to erode the rule of law, it's a self-defeating situation. The only winner in this whole situation are the oppressors. Mm-hmm. When I say oppressors, I mean people that want to use their money to gain power.
Yeah.
And rule over the masses. So that may sound like the rhetoric from the 1960s, which it was. It was somewhat
still
of the same,
true.
Similar rhetoric. But it's absolutely true, and it has been true since medieval times. It has been true since the times of Rome. It has been, you know, Greek. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem to resonate with, close to 30 or 40% of our citizens don't seem to realize the big picture that democracy is the only mechanism.
Yeah.
And it's not a good sacrifice. If they want to better their lives, you know, try to work on the internal mechanism of democracy as opposed to abolishing it.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And sadly,
well, anyhow, that's my speech for 80 years old. So
well done, Brian, and happy birthday to you. And I think you hit the nail right on the head. And there's always been this dynamic tension between those who believe that a wealthy elite class can rule a country better than the masses, or as John Adams used to call us, the rabble. You know, I'm on the side of the rabble. And
it's the same old theory of the trickle down theory.
Yep.
Whether it's trickle down economics or whether it's trickle down power, it's baloney.
Yep.
I could say a stronger word for that.
Yep.
My father, by the way, started the California Democrat newspaper. It's gone now. It was in 1962. It disappeared when he did. But the California Democratic newspaper was meant to help keep that in front of people, that democracy is the only mechanism.
Yeah, I get it. I'm with you. Brian, thank you.
Tom, thanks for your program.
Sure enough.
Take care.
And happy birthday. You too. Sarah in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Hey, you know what? Something's been bugging me. What do you think the odds are that right now he's doing all this craziness so that if he doesn't by far, I mean, if he can't cheat his way into the White House, that for his criminal stuff,
mm-hmm. The criminal trials?
Get in there and they, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking. You're talking about his criminal trials, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That they'll stand up and say, "Sir, he's not competent enough to, you know, to have a trial."
To stand trial. Yeah. I don't know. The thing that I'm reluctant to even say this because, you know, I don't wish death on anybody. But one of the things that I've noticed throughout my life is that very often when some people suffer just absolute devastating circumstances, they basically give up. And when people give up, they tend to die very quickly or you know, just kind of fall apart very quickly. But somebody who's 78 years old would probably die very quickly. So my sense of it is if Trump is really trounced in this election, and then he's looking at serious charges, and Jack Smith is able to get those charges in Florida reinstated and whatnot, that he just might not be with us that much longer. I don't know, I've seen this happening with so many people, particularly, you know, people over 60 who hit some circumstance in life, a spouse dies or something, and they just give up, and pretty soon they're dead. Sarah, thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But in specific answer to Sarah's question, no, I don't think that Donald Trump is behaving the way he is to set up essentially an insanity defense. I don't think that's going to no.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Okay, dog parents, check out how sneaky this one is. When you look at a dog food label and you see ingredients like wheat and rice, you generally assume it's just a small part of the recipe, right? But it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. Instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient. When in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. They just go crazy over it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Forget the policies and laws. He's got his eyes on cushion draws. Debates and meetings make him snore. But a love seat, oh, he can't ignore. Love seat session, it's a sight to see. JD's found his ultimate plea. In those cushions soft and wide, where his behind can safely hide. Love seat session, what a delight. Morning, noon, and late at night. In his heart, it's always clear. A love seat is his true career.
Welcome back. It's the place where smart people get their news. Picking up your calls here, Beverly in Portland. Hey, Beverly, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First, I want to tell you something funny that happened to me. Excuse me. I was after your book club. I wanted to get more information on a book, and so I asked my phone, "If God is love, don't be a jerk." And my phone snapped at me and told me that wasn't very nice.
Oh, really? And that was the title of the book you were asking for?
Yes.
Yeah, John Favreau's book. Amazing.
I was in shock that my phone did that to me. I'm with you. I don't think it's possible for Trump to win. Mm-hmm. He lost in 2020.
Right.
And since that time, he's done so many things to lose even more voters, like January 6th,
yeah,
or all the women,
yeah,
Springfield. People see him with their own eyes. That is lying, North Carolina, FEMA.
Yep.
So I just don't think it's possible. But I am worried about, of course, they're going to be screaming, you know, fraud and fake. And
yeah.
He won. They'll be denying it. So I do worry for January 6th. And I think I'll stay home that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we're going to have mass violence or anything like that. I think it's going to be targeted to a few state capitals and, the places where votes are being counted. And I think it's more likely to be happening in the week of November 5th, the first week or maybe two or three weeks of November. But, that said, Democrats have had 4 years to prepare for this. Courts and police have had 4 years to prepare for it. We may be surprised. It might just be a normal election. I mean, I'm not expecting that, frankly. I'm expecting, some outbursts, eruptions.
Yeah, hopefully it's not. Hopefully it can stay civil. You know, wouldn't that be nice?
It would.
Just to be normal.
Like it always used to be before Trump came along.
Yeah, he's done nothing that would have gotten him any more voters than he had in 2020.
Yeah, I'm with you. Beverly, thank you. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. John in Kimball Township, Michigan. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing today?
I am well. What's on your mind?
Great. I got a couple things here. You just talked about purging just a minute ago,
mm-hmm,
and I've got something like a purge. I received an email on October 4th. It says, if you live at, and it gives my address, comma, return your ballot ASAP, and then it gives the location that you're supposed to click on and get the address to send it to.
Okay.
Whoop.
Who was the email from? Think?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, then don't click on the link.
No, I did not do that. But what I did do was take it down to the clerk at the township.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I called my neighbor and asked him if he got the same thing because we both get absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no, so I went down to the township, and they said, wow. But they took all the information. I had a copy of the text, mm-hmm. and they reported it to the FBI.
Good.
And I got a letter here yesterday.
Yeah.
Thanking me for doing so and so forth.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know if you've heard about any of that before.
I have not. The biggest scams that I've been really noticing because I'm getting them just like everybody else are these text mm-hmm. messages that say hey I'm so and so we need your money. And maybe one out of five of them are actually the campaigns. The other four out of five sure. of them, particularly the Republican ones, oddly enough, I'm getting a lot of these things, to support Trump and whatnot, and none of them are going to WinRed. They're all going to hot links that are, either Trump is running a scam and he's collecting all the money, or people are running scams in his name and they're collecting the money. And I'm guessing it's probably a little bit of both. But there are so many scam text messages out there. Do not ever click on a link in a text message unless it comes from your best friend. And even then, be very careful.
Another quick thing is I just got a newsletter from our township,
mm-hmm.
and they are inviting people to come November 4th and watch them count the absentee ballots.
Oh, sweet.
There's rules. There's no photos or videos to be taken.
Yeah.
You cannot talk to the workers. You have to stand behind designated floor markings.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty interesting. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But
is Kimball Township a red or blue part of Michigan?
Boy, it's hard to say. You drive around, you see just as well. You always see more Trump for some reason.
Yeah.
But let's put it this way: our township is very. Easy to get along with your ballots.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I turned in absentee ballots one time. We made a mistake on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made sure everything was correct before we, sealed it up. And
that.
So they're
great.
Very good now.
That's great.
Well,
let me know what you find out, John, if any more information comes back to you. But it's a great cautionary tale, and thank you for calling and sharing it with you. Let's just say you and me here to everybody who might be listening or watching right now. If you get a text message, do not click on the links. Do not trust it, regardless of who it's from. And if you get an email and it says click on this link and it has anything to do with the election, don't do it. If you want to contribute money to the candidate, to the campaign of a candidate, look them up. And typically it's, like SherrodBrown.com, right, or Sherrod for Congress or whatever it is. I don't know what his is, but you can easily Google the campaign websites of the candidates. And if you want to make a contribution to a candidate, just go to their website and do it. The one exception to that is if you are a member of their, there's a few websites out there that are doing a pretty good job of kind of raising money. In fact, probably the premier one is Daily Kos. Democratic Underground is also doing it. Where, the people who run the website are raising money for political candidates, and they're quite transparent about how the money is coming in and where it's going and everything. And that would be my exception to the rule. But generally speaking, just go to the individual candidates or to the party if you want. Democrats.org is the Democratic Party to help out. John, I need to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for sharing that with us. Michael in Houston, Texas. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Tom, your Substack was on something I wanted to touch upon. I help register voters down here in Harris County, and you were talking about Paxton, what he was doing down here in Harris County, and all that is true, what you just stated. But here's my disappointment. We know they're going to do that. I'm here at the Annex building every weekend and every day that I'm off registering voters, been doing, because I'm working my butt off trying to save and hold on to our democracy. But let me tell you who I feel like who have let us down, the Democratic Party, and I tell you how I feel that, why I feel that way and how they have let us down. Every year during the election, they talk about we have less voting places, but they do nothing to challenge these guys to put more voting booths in our counties, or in as well, especially Harris County, which is a Democratic county, but anywhere. And I imagine that it's not only going on in Harris County, it's going on all over the country. And I never hear any of these guys that comes onto your show, okay, and all these guys. What are they doing?
Well, your Secretary of State controls the voting machines, Mike.
Standing in line for you folks hours at a time.
Right. Is that, I believe, I mean, it varies from state to state, so I can't tell you that I know Texas law. But in most states, the allocation of voting machines is not up to the local authorities. It's up to the Secretary of State. And your Secretary of State is definitely a Republican in Texas.
Republican, yes. This is true. But there is things that you can do, you know, and that's what we're doing now. This is one of the things that we're trying to do to combat. But here's the thing. People are human. And a lot of people already, I think probably 25% of us come out to vote. And if you're going to stand in line for hours at a time, that's discouraging people, and they know this.
Oh, yeah. It's voter suppression.
What are we doing to fight back?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard nothing that Democrats are saying that they're doing to fight back.
Yeah.
Well, and that's disheartening. I'm just saying it's disheartening.
I would suggest, Michael, that you call your local Harris County Democratic Party and ask.
I work for them.
Okay, well, ask somebody, why don't you guys get more voting machines? You know, you shouldn't have to stand in line for more than 10 minutes.
Well, this is my point. This is why I know I have a little inside information. And they all of them throw up their hand like, it's nothing we can do.
Well, then it is up to the Secretary of State. And this is just voter suppression being run by the Republicans in Texas. I mean, when Louise and I lived in Georgia, you know, we lived up in Cobb County in Marietta, and then we lived in you know, the next town up in Roswell, which was, I forget which county it was. Might have still been Cobb. And but we were living in mostly white parts of town, and we never waited more than 5 or 10 minutes to vote. But you go into Atlanta, and you might have to wait, you know, 6 hours to vote. And it was not up to the Atlanta authorities. I can tell you that. I knew these people. It was up to the Secretary of State, the Republican Secretary of State.
That is so true. That is so true. Some are surrounding there. You got Harris County, you got the Woodlands, Tomball, these places like that. Voting is less than 5 to 10 minutes, no matter how. But in Harris County, every Democratic area,
it's the most Democratic area in the entire state of Texas. You got three. Don't you have 3 million Democratic voters there? If I'm remembering correctly,
3 million. Yeah. Harris County, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
And what you said about taxing and all the illegal things you've done is absolutely true. But we're combating that, too, because we get that list, too, and we try to contact those people
to Tom
by sending them out a new ballot.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video
archives. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now. The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, your metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And to get that free month supply and 15% off, just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at superbearing.com.
Every single day, the power's in your hands, the choice is in your heart, from the smallest town to the biggest part.
53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Lara in Norwalk, Connecticut. Hey, Lara, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Good to hear you. Listen, I have a question for you. I think I heard this on your show. Is it true that the majority of white women have not voted for a Democrat since LBJ? Did I hear that correctly on your show?
I believe so, yes.
right? That is distressing.
It's definitely true for white men.
We let Hillary down in 2016, and we need to come together and elect Kamala Harris, because this is really sad that white people have been letting down democracy, the majority of us anyway. Yep. So we need to gather together, and this is not amusing anymore. And the other thing I want to point out to people real quick is, let's start talking about how crazy Trump is. Not just because he's crazy, but because J.D. Vance is the other option, like Sarah Palin with McCain. Yeah. We need to start scaring everybody about what would happen with a J.D. Vance in charge, since Trump is obviously losing his whatever.
Yeah, he's losing his
But anyway, I just wanted to say that. So that is, so white women, get your act together. We can't keep letting people of color save our democracy. It's up to us. We must turn out. Young people have to turn out this time. They can't talk a good game and not show up. So vote. Vote early if you can. We have it in Connecticut, finally. It starts Monday, October 21st. Talking to all my Connecticut brothers and sisters, get out there and vote, vote, vote. Thank
you. Well said. Thank you, Laura. Perfect.
Thank you.
Chris in Kokomo, Indiana. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Sir Tom, hey, earlier in the program, you said something about the Brett Baer's team was hastening him along to end the interview, when I do believe it was Kamala's team that was hastening her along.
I was speculating, but her team didn't even have the ability to communicate with her while she was there. I mean, you know,
he
had an IFB in his ear, so he's listening to his director.
It's all over Twitter that there was three or four people in the background waving him to go, or for her to wrap it up, and they had to get out of there.
That doesn't mean it's true. I mean, you know.
Whenever Brett Baer himself says it, doesn't mean it's true.
Well, if Brett Baer said that,
I guess
Kamala's people were telling her to wrap it up, then I'd take it a little more seriously. But to the best of my knowledge, he hasn't.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for the call. Rich in Central Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Yeah, every time I hear people talking about expanding the court lately, everyone seems to be settling on the number 13, which I totally disagree with. It's going to lead to an unstable situation. We'll have a one-seat lead, and then every election is going to be about the court, and every court decision is going to be about the next election. The
overlords
of elite 15 minimum.
Mm-hmm.
We should be pushing for 17, settling for 15. Otherwise, we're like in the Obama negotiating stance where you ask for the minimum and take less.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I could see 17 or even 21, and then have the court have these groups of seven or nine who can, or even five who can decide individual decisions that aren't particularly controversial. Like appeals courts do, with the three judges versus the 12 people on the court, or whatever it may be, or 13.
I've got a structure for that too, but
Rich, I gotta run. Thanks for the call, and thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We got a lot to do here in just a little less than 3 weeks to do it. Maybe a little longer than that. We'll see how long this election drags out after Election Day, but get out there, please. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.